It's a very busy weekend coming up here in the Tri-State region, and Music Mountain once again has put together a pretty incredible weekend featuring a special Labor Day benefit concert and more. But I won't mess it up anymore and try talking about it. I'll bring in our good friend Oscar Pena Ruiz, who is the, of course, artistic director at Music Mountain. Oscar, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall. You never mess it up. You're amazing. How are you today?
Good. So, this weekend is a real big weekend because the Shanghai String Quartet is Shanghai Quartet is in there for both Saturday and Sunday this weekend, and the Sunday event is your Labor Day benefit and concert and reception.
That's right. So remember, last year we were not able to get the Shanghai Quartet to do their traditional Labor Day weekend with concerts back to back on Saturday and Sunday, because they were judging in Shanghai at the Isaac Stern violin competition. Let's not forget, it was Isaac Stern who introduced the Shanghai Quartet to Nick Gordon and to Music Mountain. And that's how they started to come here 30 years ago. So this is a huge weekend because the Shanghai Quartet is finally back for their traditional Labor Day weekend with two concerts. And they have a fantastic program with Beethoven. Those who attended the Beethoven string quartet cycle last year remember that it was really the Mount Everest of chamber music, the way we put it, I remember. But it really was indeed a masterpiece, a magnificent achievement throughout six concerts that were packed at Music Mountain. So that type of energy we had last year is coming back this coming weekend on the Saturday. Saturday at 5, actually, let's remember the new time. Saturday, August 31st at 5, Shanghai Quartet. And then on Labor Day Sunday, yes, we have this major benefit concert and reception. And I say major because it really is very important for Music Mountain. Marshall, as you were mentioning all the events going on in the area, it made me think how lucky we are, how wonderful it is that there are so many arts and cultural events in this part of Connecticut and this part of the country. It really is unique. It really enriches the area. But also, let's not forget, probably all the organizations you mentioned are nonprofit organizations. So we need the support of our base. We need the support of the public. And this coming Sunday, the 1st of September, will be such an opportunity to support us, in this case, to support Music Mountain by attending a wonderful concert by the Shanghai Quartet, also with Beethoven, at 3 p.m. on Sunday, and support us. Then stay for the reception and talk about the music with the artists. How about that? That's a wonderful opportunity to learn more, to have fun, to have a glass of wine and celebrate together while everybody supports what we do, so we can remain doing it.
Well, it's interesting because we're also a not-for-profit, so we know these financial struggles on how hard it is to really sustain budgets nowadays, because folks, nothing goes down in price. That's the simplest way to put it. But what's interesting, even if you live in Falls Village, if you live anywhere around Music Mountain, 25 to 50 mile radius, if you can't make or don't make the concerts, you can always donate. I mean, you can donate. It's like you would donate to your church or your charity of your choice. It's the same thing. Music Mountain is a pretty stable institution that's well known around the country after 90 years of doing what they do in our area. And like I always say, Oscar, Music Mountain is not really Music Mountain. It only became known as Music Mountain well after Nick's father started the Music Mountain and the Chamber Music Concerts. The legal name of that mountain is Barrack Hill. So that's how important that's how important Music Mountain is to the area.
That's right. That's right. No, I mean, you touched right onto the point. And let me also say something that perhaps is not so obvious, but you know, I was looking at our support base, and it is the majority of the support is very small donations from many people. So when somebody may think, I can't really support, but well, I mean, I would be able to send them $20 or $50. Well, guess what? Those are the donations that make a difference. We get many such small donations, and they are our lifeline. So there is no donation that is too small. Then, obviously, when we combine the donation and the concert, that's a different approach. So somebody, by coming to the concert next Sunday, which has a higher ticket price than usual, slightly, are also donating and also supporting Music Mountain. So there are countless ways to do this. Come to the concert, I think that's the best, next Sunday. But if you cannot, then if you would be so kind, just go online, send a small contribution. That will make a huge difference.
So once again, this weekend on Saturday, the Shanghai Quartet, special time at 5 o'clock. But then on Sunday, the big Labor Day benefit concert and reception with the Shanghai Quartet, musicmountain.org on the web. That's musicmountain.org. And the box office number is 860-824-7126. Oscar, have a successful weekend this weekend, and we'll speak to you next Monday.
Thank you so much. You too. Take care.
Take care. Oscar Ruiz, Espina Ruiz, joining us this morning here on The Breakfast Club with our Music Mountain Report.